USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Russia continues to attack Ukraine, Senator Bob Sass, the Republican from Nebraska, said the United States needs to provide even further intelligence to help the Ukrainians.
Ukraine isn't a threat to Russia. Putin's a liar. He lies all the time. But he usually gets away with it. And the U.S. intelligence community helped thwart that this time. We need to keep that up, and we need to get tactical, actionable intelligence to the Ukrainians on the ground so they can kill the Russian invaders. Number two, we need to be arming them to the teeth. So President Biden should be coming to the Congress right now asking for an emergency supplemental for defense spending.
Sass, speaking on Newsmax, also said we need to add even more sanctions, including cutting off energy to Russia. As mask mandates are ending around the country, New York City public school students are now allowed to remove their mask outside but must keep them on indoors for now, according to school chancellor David Banks. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting, and what anything that can relieve them quickly is except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577. 772-89. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
CDC is changing some of their COVID guidelines once again. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention will soon loosen its mask guidelines by weighing metrics such as hospital capacity and COVID-19 admissions, rather than simply looking at case counts. A CDC spokesperson declined to say when the CDC would announce its update guidance, but speculation is it could happen at any moment. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More bad news for the Biden administration on the economy. The poverty rate for children in the U.S. has now surged since monthly government checks from the expanded child tax credit ended in December, according to a new study from Columbia University. An additional 3.7 million children slipped into poverty in January, pushing the national child poverty rate to over 17% compared to 12.1% in December, the highest poverty rate for kids since 2016. A total 12.6 million children are now living below the poverty line. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Florida man who grabbed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's podium and posed for photographs with it during the U.S. Capitol riot was sentenced to more than 2 months in prison. Adam Johnson was smiling and waving as he carried Pelosi's podium. The video went viral after the attack on January 6th. Johnson placed the podium in the center of the Capitol Rotunda and posed for pictures and pretended to make a speech, according to prosecutors. After driving home, Johnson bragged that he broke the internet and was finally famous. Prosecutors argued that his actions at the Capitol illustrate his sense of entitlement and privilege. U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton sentenced Johnson to 75 days in prison, followed by 1 year of supervised release. The judge also ordered Johnson to pay a $5,000 fine and perform 200 hours of community service. Johnson told the judge that he realizes posing with the podium was a very stupid idea. Sally Kellerman, the Oscar-nominated actress known for her role as Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan in the film version of MASH, has died at the age of 84. Her manager and publicist confirmed the news, saying Kellerman died of heart failure at her home in Woodland Hills, California. Her son also said that she'd been battling dementia. Kellerman also famously appeared in the 1986 comedy Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield and made regular appearances on The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, The Alfred Hitchcock Hour, Bonanza, Mannix, I Spy, and Columbo. Kellerman is survived by her son Jack, daughter Claire, and mother-in-law Lorraine Crane. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.